follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
You can download the free oddstrader.com app to compare betting odds from licensed sports books, access injury reports, in-game action, and much more. Go to oddstrader.com. Professional sports bettor Aaron Renning joins the program now. One of the best, one of the very best at betting the NBA. ER, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing great. So really good after the last couple days of NBA. So thankful that the season's underway.
So take us through this. You lost on opening night. Who'd you have? The Nets? And then what has transpired since then?
The first, and I'm always kind of a procrastinator by general, and I'm still very much involved with football. Trying to handicap college football and NFL at a high level. I probably got 25 football bets on my own handicapping this week. So NBA hits. It was nice last year. It didn't start till about Christmas, but. So I'm a little bit behind, and the first night I bet the Nets against the Bucks. I actually like to play quite a bit, and boy, just a no-show by Brooklyn. I'm like, boy, maybe I'm not as well prepared as I need to be. But I had Golden State, I had the over, I went 8-0 on Wednesday night, easy winner with Miami. So 0-1 turned into 11-1 awful fast.
Good God, 0-1 and now 11-1 after that. Okay. All right. So what do you think of the Bucks now, two games into the season, after that performance against the Nets where they looked so good on opening night, and then last night, they just got completely blown up by the Heat?
Yeah, I think they are kind of a bet-against team. This is a team that didn't take the regular season serious last year. If you look at their record was against the spread, they were a negative. In the regular season, I think you're going to see these guys rest a lot. And just the way, obviously they win the title. You have a little bit of a short turnaround going into the season. And couple of those guys played in the Olympics, et cetera. And quite honestly, I thought they looked tremendous opening night against Brooklyn. I thought they looked about as good as they did at any time in winning the title. But that didn't deter me from betting Miami last night. And probably lucked out with a couple of injuries in that game. But, Holiday, Middleton, Giannis, they're all going to sit out from time to time, Lopez included in that. So, I don't see any urgency here in the regular season for the Bucks.
Okay.
How about some teams now, and maybe from a future standpoint? Overrated, underrated. Let's start with a couple underrated teams.
Yeah, I'm super high on this Minnesota team. I just didn't do a lot with futures. I didn't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I took a flyer on Anthony Towns to win MVP. I got him 150-1, 125-1. After the first game, it looked pretty good. But, there's kind of a lot within this handicap with Minnesota. This has been a very bad organization. Obviously, they had Ryan Saunders as the head coach, which was totally in over his head. He should not have been coaching at the NBA level. I like this Finch guy that they brought in. Going to be a lot of offense. He's a very good offensive coach. They played at probably the fastest pace of any team so far in that first game. So Minnesota is going to put up, they're going to be a high scoring team. I think Towns has big time numbers. And if you go in and you look at Towns, 3-4 years ago, if you would have asked people in the know in the NBA who you're building your team around, this is before Giannis, before Luka, they would have said Karl Anthony Towns. And he's gone through so much as far as being injured and then all the stuff he had to deal with COVID and his family. This mm-hmm. is the first off season. He's in tremendous shape. He's going to put up great numbers. And if it comes down to 2-3 guys for MVP, and again, a lot has to fall our way. Minnesota has to probably be at least 50%. I think Towns is going to have some sentiment as far as the voters to win an MVP. So, and the West is down. The West, as far as, saw Dallas get blown out last night. Denver, no Jamal Murray. Of course, the Clippers, no Kawhi. The mm-hmm. Lakers, I think, are down. Portland is down. So, the West is, it's there for Minnesota to put up a decent record.
One of the best in the world at the NBA, Aaron Renning, our guest, Follow the Money, Pauly and Mitch Vieson. How about the Lakers blow a big lead and lose at home and give up 38 points in the fourth to the Warriors. Portland gets beat as well. What do you think of the Lakers and the Blazers this year?
Yeah, to me, they're both two bet-against teams right now. And you know, start with the Lakers. I just, for what they're, where they are right now, it's amazing. I have them rated as a below average team right now, which again is amazing when you consider they have LeBron and AD. But and some of that is they're banged up. I mean, right now they're without Horton Tucker, Nunn, Ellington, Ariza's out as well. But you know, the guys that they have surrounded the big two here with, you know, Westbrook, I just, for what he's being paid, you know, he puts up tremendous numbers, but from an efficiency standpoint, I mean, you know, he's a negative on defense. He doesn't give you a lot on offense. And then, you know, he's going to handle the ball more, which is not good because you want LeBron to handle the ball as much as possible. But, you know, the other guys they bring in, Rondo, Monk, Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, DeAndre Jordan. I mean, you know, maybe I don't mind Bazemore. Obviously, Monk's a younger player, but, you know, if you're building a fantasy team for maybe 6-7 years ago, it's all right. But nine players, 32 and over, all these guys are on the minimum. Guys, Luol Deng is their fifth biggest salary cap hit. These guys are all on minimum. It's crazy right now with the Lakers.
Jeez. What do you think of the Knicks?
You know, I think, you know, it kind of depends how this team is going to be valued. I did bet them. That was one of the close calls I had. Was fortunate to get a win with them in overtime the other night against Boston. But, you know, and they were great, obviously, against the spread last year with Thieves. You guys did a great job, Coach of the Year with the Knicks. But, again, the culture is good. They're going to be all out to win every regular season game. You saw that once again the other night. I don't mind, you know, the addition to Kemba Walker for what they're paying him, $9 million a year. You saw the difference Fournier made the other night. He looks like he's going to be a focused and good pickup for them. And then the way, the style that they're going to kind of change and play, this is a team that finished third in three-point shooting last year. And now they're going to take about, they want to take about 10 more three-point shots a game, 43-pointers a game. They did that in their win against Boston the other night. So going to continue to bet this Knicks team until we see different in the regular season.
Have you bet anything tonight yet?
You know, a couple of games that I'm looking at that I can tell you about right now. I'm still waiting on a couple totals to bet. I'm going to bet as far as side, my best side is probably going to be the Spurs here tonight. You saw the Spurs look very good against Orlando. Obviously, Orlando's a terrible team. But Denver, in playoff revenge mode, get the win against Phoenix the other night. And I think they bounced from that effort. Remember, this team is still a little bit low on depth. No Jamal Murray. And Spurs, you know, to start the season, and losing, you know, DeMar DeRozan, I think that doesn't hurt the Spurs team whatsoever. They play 10 deep. I think guys like White and Murray are a little bit underrated. Again, going to Denver, they're going to play all these guys. No surprise here if the Spurs actually win this game outright tonight.
You're in NFL contests as well, 18-11-1 in one of the contests. A couple NFL selections. How about Cincinnati-Baltimore, total of 46?
Yeah, I bet this game over the total. I actually got played a little bit down as this week's gone on. Cincinnati right now, five straight games under the total, but I think that reverses. You look at who they play. They play some really bad offensive teams and some good defensive teams. You know, games against Chicago, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville doesn't have much of an offense. I mean, Detroit, just abysmal from an offensive standpoint last week in that game. I thought their game against Green Bay probably deserved to go over the total. Quarterback Joe Burrow, again, someone that I think is going to build confidence and get better off that injury week in, week out, moving forward. So I think the offense is probably the best is yet to come from this Bengals team. And the defense is certainly overachieved to a degree. And, you know, Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, you never know exactly what you're going to get. But that game really bogged down last week, 34-6 against the Chargers. You know, the Colts were kind of a dead under team, 1,100 yards of offense. And again, you know, some iffy offensive teams before that. Denver and Detroit, Cincinnati, to me, more capable offensively. So this is kind of a below-average total, if you will, 46. I went over the total.
Okay, one more 90 seconds. How about Carolina and the Giants, total currently sitting at 43?
Yeah, and if you look at the Giants, you know, I thought their offense probably more what we might see. You you know, really banged up, number one. And Jones is not an above-average quarterback to begin with. And without those offensive weapons, boy, what a struggle for that offense last week against the Rams. 11 points, they're lucky to get that. Before that, you know, weaker defensive teams, although Dallas has played better defensively. They're certainly an over-team, high-scoring game there. Atlanta, you know, only 14 points against a bad defense against the Falcons there. And really, when you go back and look at it, 29 points against what's been a very bad Washington defense doesn't look so good right now. So I think they're a bit of an under team. And Carolina, obviously, the news comes out this week. They want to get more conservative from an offensive standpoint. They played a couple of good offensive teams in Minnesota and Dallas. But still, this is more of a defensive team than offensive team. And with that said, you know, right now in the NFL, two below-average quarterbacks, Darnold and Jones, I'll go under the total here on Sunday.
Very good. Follow him on Twitter. He is at ERSports1. Aaron, thanks so much for popping on the show today. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Glad to do it, guys. Take care.
Yep, you good too. Luck this weekend.
Jesus, 11 in a row in the association.
Come Pretty on. Good start, I'd say, huh?
Wow.
So what he does, folks, I mean, he stays up. It's not like he woke up 20 minutes ago to come on the show. He stays up all night grinding these numbers. Doesn't sleep much.
Malinsky, why do you get up early?
Yeah. Because
I want to win.
This guy stays up all night to get the... I mean, he's like, I'm going to be alert. I'm going to be awake when the numbers pop because I want to... Awesome. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, win some, lose some, and they are quickly taking off as one of the most popular bets to make at various sports books. The numbers are overwhelming.
Some, lose some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Johnson scored the first touchdown, 7-1 at Bet Rivers last night. Sit down. Open up a Coca-Cola, five plays, touchdown right off the bat.
Look good.
Ridiculous, yeah. Ridiculous by the Broncos, though. Pollock hit a home run, the Dodgers win, 7-1. Taylor hit a home run, and the Dodgers win, 8-1. First time in playoff history, a guy hit three home runs in a game when his team was facing elimination. How about that? Freeman to go deep, 4-1. Longest touchdown prop goes under in the Thursday night game. Longest field goal prop goes over. They got me on that one. McLaughlin for 52 with a win, right down the middle, please. Bridgewater touchdown passing props goes over. That was plus money. To the videos, as always, subscribe. Be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast people as well. Well, listen, I went to the store here. I told the dog, you can get whatever any toy you want. Go ahead, just pick out a toy. He jumps right in. $2.99. Everything must go. Look at it. It's getting the candy store.
Who wants to have some fun?
That is awesome.
Hop on in, pal.
You know, I got the dog, the animal support vest. I take them in public and walk them in.
Now, of course. Yeah,
do you do that?
It's very typical. Of course. No,
you don't do it?
It's a very typical poly. Why not? It's a very non-mafia move. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I thought about this. It looks like the Walmart. Got the dog in at the Walmart there, too. That's great. This guy went to town. Or tornado went through the house. And he's so proud as he's got the toy in his mouth. Meanwhile, look what happened. It transpired behind him.
By the way,
paper everywhere. Yeah. It's like, oh.
This just hit me. I think the owners here, they've been hoarding the teepee during the pandemic. How many rolls are we talking about
no
here?
No kidding.
The dog got in every single one of them.
Yeah. And that's, I know it's big with Huskies. Some dogs have abandonment issues. You leave the dog home alone, it'll be, okay, I'll show you. Not only will I go to the bathroom, I'll rip the place apart. You better not leave me. I mean, look what this guy does. Although he wasn't a husky.
Don't you feel bad, though, about caging your dog
at home? Yes, I do. Let him out. Let him roam.
I can't do that. Maybe I'm too soft. I don't know.
I'll play the video Monday. No, you're not soft. I'll play the video Monday of what used to happen when I would cage Jordan. Oh, boy.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, boy. Not good. Not good at all. Yeah, I'll play it. It's loud. Okay, lose some. The Broncos from 4 down to 1.5. The look ahead was 6, but between all the injuries and when school came out with the news on Mayfield, from 4 down to 1.5, and they lose by 3. Louisiana, 15 up to 18 against god-awful Arkansas State. Lucky to win the game. There's your letdown spot after beating App State on national television. SMU Tulane under, 73 down to 70. 55-26. Good call by you on SMU over. Team total, first half, all the other business. They are 7-0 on the year. And hockey unders, 8-1-1 yesterday. Apparently it's not real, but it's still wild to look at. We'll lose some. We got some crazy rides in Vegas, the Stratosphere at the tip of the strip, north side, where you got those things at the top where you go out, you dangle from your feet, all this other stuff. Look at this thing. We come. It shoots up. It stretches. Then your people at the bottom, they raise the passengers up, and then they throw you out like an octopus where you tangle down like right out of a movie. Then they come flying out here like it's arms, tentacles. Then at the very end, it shoots down like 100 miles an hour to the bottom.
The possible injuries or trauma that people could suffer because of this ride. Like, I'm pretty game. I'm willing to try anything. If this was real, there's no chance. Oh, look at that.
Oh, there it is.
There's no way I would do that ride.
Yeah. All right. Bad for the books. Broncos Browns under 44 down to 39.5. That was ice cream. Warriors Clippers over 226 up to 229. Bam. Fell 228. Florida Atlantic from 2 up to 6.5. Routed Charlotte. San Jose State. You have any feelings on this game? From 4 up to 6. UNLV's up 14. Tried a field goal 4th-and-1. It was blocked. They were down 7 with 7 minutes. They ran the clock out. They had a 7-minute drive. The clock ran out.
Well, that's what I get for betting on a really bad team and a really, you know, a poorly coached team as well. Just Arroyo's not the guy.
And the Heat from 2.5 to 2.5, plus 2.5 to minus 2.5, routed Milwaukee. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers. They're making this weekend slate of huge football matchups even sweeter with their new same-game parlays. Mix and match your bets. Bet straight up or put in a teaser. You're in control of the combos with the new Bet Rivers same-game parlays. Try one this weekend or get in on the action. When I moved here in 2000, I would go, hey, give me the Dodgers run line and over. Can't do that, sir. It's correlated. And now you see what's going on in the betting world and how single-game parlays have taken the sportsbook world by storm. Introduced in 2019, the betting format is soaring in popularity across all books that offer the wager. And every marquee game, people will send us huge tickets with these astronomical payouts. Anytime touchdown, so-and-so to get 2 touchdowns, so-and-so to throw for 300 yards. It's crazy.
There's a good story written on LegalSportsReport.com about this now.
Nearly half of all active users who bet on the NFL have placed the same game parlay on the NFL this year. And over half of new users place a same game parlay bet within their first week on the site. At Bet Rivers, over 40% of bettors have already placed a single game parlay this season. 20% of all bets have been single game parlays. This brand spanking new method of betting is accounting for 20% of all NFL bets at Bet Rivers. And before this was introduced 2 years ago, good luck finding a sportsbook that was willing to let you correlate anything.
Right.
Johnny Avello, DraftKings, the people in the Vegas market who've been around sports betting for years and years, we call same-game parlay betting the money line and the total. But when there's a correlation between a high point spread and a low total, the books wouldn't let you take that kind of action. Avello, I can tell you I'm really surprised at how well this is doing. I thought this would be another novelty type of bet, but it's done very, very well, and it's a regular bet. We write parlays of six figures, big six figures. This single-game parlay thing's a lot more of a grind business, but there are a lot more users betting than this six-figure parlays. There's a lot of volume on single-game parlays. It's crazy. I can't believe that is staggering that a bet represents 20%.
So here's the thing. These are unavailable in Las Vegas. For those of you who are outside of this state and outside of this jurisdiction, and you have the capability of betting this at legal sports books, do you like betting same-game parlays? I'm guessing a lot of you do. Like, is this something that you do on a weekly, a daily basis? Have you found it to be, like, one of your favorite things to get involved with now that sports betting is legal across the country? FTM@VSiN.com is the email. I'm interested to see what you think about this. FTM@VSiN.com.
You can turn 20 into 3,000.
Sure. Again, a lot of the odds here are going to be...
Some of it's skewed, yeah.
Yes, it will be skewed. But here's the deal. Like, this has never been available, like, in Las Vegas before, ever. Like you talked about. I mean... When I came out here to visit before I moved out here more than 20 years ago, I wanted to bet on Florida 1 year to make the Final Four in college basketball. The guy looked at me like I was an alien. To make the Final Four, what kind of bet is that?
Right.
I'm like, you don't offer? Here I'm told that Las Vegas offers everything. You don't offer a team to make the Final Four? Like in January, you don't have odds up for? I was blown away at that when he said that to me. Anyway, so until like these, you know, a DraftKings moves into Las Vegas, it will never be available anywhere. But I've also seen people get carried away with this.
Also,
there was a person in the gambling space. Careful with this stuff, okay? Promoting what they put in a same game parlay on Monday night. Bills minus 3.5 for the first half. Bills money line for the game. Titans plus 6 for the game. Are you kidding me? That is disastrous advice. That is an absolutely, that's about as a minus EV as you're going to get. And that person's in the gambling space. This is the bet that I have in the game. I would run from following people like that. My advice is unfollow and go the other way, because that is something you don't want to be involved in. I couldn't believe when somebody sent that to me. Totally egregious. And needs to be called out everywhere. I can't believe the person in charge of that allowed that to happen.
And if you're just a guy who just wants to watch the game and relax on a Monday night, and you think I could be high scoring, all the different stuff, that's the other thing you get carried away. You just see, like Bet Rivers, 250 different ways to bet these prime time games.
But yeah.
Look what they're doing with the baseball games now. My God, here you can bet on first pitch of the game, ball or strike. And what's transpired in hockey
right.
over the last couple of years, and goal in the first 10 and first period over. But to just say, yeah, okay, Henry's going to have 2 touchdowns and 100 yards. Mahomes will throw for 4 scores. This wide receiver's going to go off. Stuff's great.
Right.
It's great.
You can get, what, eight leg parlays if you want.
And I also can see why it's huge, because there's a fantasy angle to it.
Of course.
It's like, oh, okay, I need this guy to go off in fantasy. I need this. I mean, it's all about stats.
Paulie, a lot of the people who I follow in the fantasy world, they are now talking about betting player props more than they are fantasy. That's what we've turned it into. And it makes a lot of sense. Like, that whole thing is correlated.
Yeah.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting. Bet Rivers has you covered for this NFL season. Again, same game parlays, all pro football matchups, and they're bringing back the Reduce the Juice promos on game days. In this NFL season, they have a $1 million Beat the Spread Challenge with thousands of dollars given away each and every single week. Pro football betting is more rewarding at Bet Rivers. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com to bet. The offer is valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's also available at PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey, and you must be 21 to play. In-pocket plays, and we'll touch on Sunday's late games in the NFL. Find out who this, speaking of player props, find out who this guy is covering on Sunday and bet the wide receiver's props under. He's shutting down everybody. That doesn't count for anything.
Did you like the tackling on Case Keenum? Two guys whipped on Case Keenum. That allows him to pick up the first down. That was another.
I don't know. The Broncos are just bad football. Poorly coached, overrated talent, etc. This one's... So UNLV was 4 when we were on the show. I liked it then. It kept going against me. And I listened to our buddy Nigel Seeley, don't be a moron, put more on it. I also bet him bigger at +6. Had a money line. And it was a late night game last night. So, and why would you be watching UNLV San Jose State unless you have money on it? So maybe a lot of you did. But to blow that game like they did, horrible. They kicked a field goal on 4th and 1 from 40 yards out. In the fourth quarter, block. 2 minutes later, touchdown San Jose State. They went up 7 at that point. UNLV gets the ball back with 7 minutes and 14 seconds and 2 timeouts. They drive all the way down the field. They run out the clock. 7 minutes and 14 seconds when it's a one-possession game and they run out the clock. I've never heard of that before.
How did he get credit? He should have been docked for what happened, how they used Herbert at Oregon. It baffled me.
This is why.
At least, I mean, the guy they got rid of was 1-4 games, which they would kill to do that now.
They were 5-1 ATS going into the game last night, but this is what you get again for me for betting on a really bad football team. I would say the worst program in the country, all things considered, and just so poorly coached, too. He's horrible. Arroyo stinks, and you're never going to win with a guy like this. They're probably never going to win here anyway. Anyway,
no.
6-point teaser. 2 teams, Green Bay, -1.5, and New England, -1. And this is 2 teams that I bet on Sunday on the openers. We'll see how I lose these. Falcons pick against the Dolphins and Patriots minus 6.5 against the Jets. That's my card.
All right, giddy up. Thank God for the 8-1 shot we hit last Thursday. It's been hit or miss here. Split again last night. Largest lead under 14.5 cashes, and pleasantly surprised I had the break. I mean, I can't believe it. You said it. The bats would wake up. My God. Max Fried had been awesome. Freeman goes deep. It's 2-0. Kelly gets hurt. Thinking, all right, that's it. Collect the jerseys. We'll see you. And then it's home run derby.
Okay, so the Dodgers 5, 6, and 7 hitters last night, right? Pollock, Pujols, Taylor. 9 of 14.
Cool.
5 home runs, 10 RBIs, 8 runs scored. If you include Bellinger as the 8 batter, they were 12 for 18 last night.
Yeah.
I mean, so they that's not going to happen again. So are they going to, like, is Trey Turner going to wake up? Right? Is his back going to come alive? Are you confident the Dodgers are going to go to Braves to Atlanta and sweep them? I'm certainly not.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to get out. Scherzer's $1.70 Saturday. He opened up 170.
Yeah.
No. Patriots first half, 3.5 against the Jets. The Jets have yet to score in the first quarter. They have a total of 13 first half points. Rookie quarterback angle against Belichick. I think you get a ticked off New England team, too. It's been very close. Close with Tampa, close with Dallas.
Yep.
0-4 at home? That'll change. Falcons, bad number, but 2 against Miami. I do not like this, not taking the bye off the London game. Ryan's played well in the last 3. Plus, this 2, is he out? Is he going to trade? Is he going to Washington? Is he going to Denver? What's going to happen? And plus, Flores did a horrible job, too, last week as well. And I'm going to hold my nose and give it a shot here. So you just take out Cleveland, no problem. You have Green Bay at home on a short week on deck. I'm going to try. I know it was 40-0 and 31-3 the last couple of weeks. I'll take 18 with the Texans, and I will go opposite of ER. Ravens, Bengals under 46. Bengals have played 5 straight unders, and I see it's more of a they'll run it. I mean, they ran it all over the Chargers. These games haven't been close. I think it'll be an under coming up. In pocket, what I put it, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sports book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com.
Okay, let me give you this. Very good tweet.
Great tweet.
Pro Football Focus. Wide receivers covered by Darius Slay so far this season for the Eagles. They get the Raiders this weekend. Week 1, Calvin Ridley, 2 targets, no catches. Week 2, Brandon Ayuk, 1 reception, 6 yards. Week 3, Amari Cooper, 1 catch, 6 yards. Tyreek Hill, week 4, 1 catch, 15 yards. DJ Moore, week 5, 2 for 14. Mike Evans last week, 2 for 27. Now, does that mean he's going to be on Ruggs the entire game and shut him down? If he was on...
Wow.
Hill had a huge game. But when Slay covered him in that game a couple of weeks back, he did nothing, right?
What was Detroit doing? Remember, he gave the interview he couldn't stand Patricia.
Right.
He calls it, Patricia came in and undressed him. You're not this guy, you're not that guy. You got to work harder. It's like, what gives? I'm a good player.
Sure, he's a very good player.
Yeah, right.
Right? So, again, if you're told, like, today or tomorrow, hey, he's going to be on, you know, shadow coverage is going to be on Ruggs the entire game, you might want to look towards Ruggs to the under. They'll float him around a little bit, but just keep an eye out for that when it comes to player props this weekend. And, yeah, I'm now seeing people make the case for the Eagles plus the points against the Raiders. Does that line seem a little fishy to you? Mm-hmm. That the Raiders opened up 2.5 and it's 2.5, 3 now?
Yeah.
You did get to 3.5 for a little bit yesterday.
How about the college football tonight? He's got some movement. Middle Tennessee opened 12. They're up to 15 against UConn. 3 o'clock Pacific game. Don't get caught with your pants down. It's on television.
I like these games, by the way, 3 o'clock.
Hey, Connecticut won a game. How about that? But right back to normal here. They're catching 15 at home. 1-7 on the season. Memphis is, boy, this game was a circle the calendar, great game before the season, anything but now. But Memphis is 2-64 against UCF. Central Florida, disaster since they lost their quarterback, Gabriel. Memphis is
awful.
Memphis had a down year, too. Colorado State, Brad Powers is on this. They open 1. They're up to 3 against Utah State. Also pointing out the movement with the Utah State totals. Just because they play fast doesn't mean the games go over. That's 58.5 at 6:30. That moved, and the big Washington opened 15. They're up to 18 against Arizona on the road. 45.5 the total. Arizona, PU, what stinks? 0-6, coming off a 34-rip thrashing against Colorado. Got beat by Northern Arizona at home earlier in the season. My God.
This was once a proud program.
You're right.
Pretty good. Now, oh boy, the absolute dreck of that conference. Can I give you some trends in college football this weekend? Eastern Michigan on a 27-9 ATS run away from home since late 2015. They're at Bowling Green this week. Cal is on, well, they're 0-10-1 ATS as a home favorite, failing to cover by 12.8 points per game. And they opened up huge favorites this week at home against Colorado. Since Nick Saban took over in 2007, Bama is 14-0 straight up, plus 25.7 points per game, and 10-4 ATS versus Tennessee. This week, 25-point home favorites. And Wisconsin, 14-0 straight up, plus 20.6 points per game, and 11-3 ATS versus Purdue going back. Those are some nuggets from Brad Powers. Very good numbers. By the way, we're getting a bunch of feedback on same game parlays.
Mm-hmm.
FTM at vsin.com. This is from Mike. He keeps getting $20 promos from DraftKings. They'll let you bet the alternative, the alt over under spreads, kind of like making it a teaser. And he goes, it's been cashing for me a lot lately. And he sent me one from the NBA last night. It looks like a four-leg parlay with a 33% profit boost. So $50 paid $256.15. A lot of feedback on this. This is from Sean. I do like to play the same game parlays on DraftKings. DK has been offering one free bet up to $25 in NFL games every week if you lose. So you can really get creative and basically play one game for a small amount of, quote, house money. I haven't really won anything so far, but I tend not to go too crazy adding legs. That's from Sean. Thanks for the feedback, Sean. And where's the other one here? Another person was pointing out how the odds are going to be a little bit skewed, so watch out for that. For sure. Some of the things that you throw in there. And I know some people are going to get carried away, and if they're going to allow you to put in 10 legs in a same-game parlay, I know people will try to do it and, you know, shoot for the moon on that, but get nuts. I'd like to dabble in this.
Sure, it's great.
Give them a shot once in a while.
Yes, and when you look at the Bet Rivers menu and all the stuff they have that they offer, that's case in point. Monday was great. You saw all the big tickets. Henry, two touchdowns. Henry, over 100 yards. Allen with whatever it was. Anytime touchdown.
Sure.
When you got a high total with a big game like that.
That's the thing, is that you can do all this stuff correlated to a high total or the other way around. Play under on every. Can you imagine betting a same game parlay on the Patriots-Rams Super Bowl, everything under? Anything that you threw into that game, you would have, it would, everything would have cashed. Mm-hmm. Everything. In a game like that. Or to flip it, everything over in the Rams-Patriots, the Falcons-Patriots Super Bowl. Up next, this is a great story. Guy's worth a ton of money, right? He called a billionaire out in his book, and now the billionaire wants revenge. And so, per this story in the poker world, they want to play a heads-up match for $100 million. We shall discuss that coming up.
The Sports Betting Network.
PointsBet's giving you the chance to bet risk-free this Sunday night. Place your bet on the Colts or the 49ers. If your first bet loses, you'll receive a free bet refund up to $20 in free bets. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21. Get up there. Good promotion.
A lot of strong reaction coming in on same-game parlays. This is the tweet that we got from Public Enemy Number 1. Tells us that same-game parlays are another example of how Vegas needs to adapt or die.
Mm-hmm.
Points out that he used to travel to Vegas for sports betting six times a year. Now it's zero.
Promotions non-existent either.
Yep. He'll still come out for non-sports, but a million more betting options from the comfort of my own home.
Uh-huh.
It's an email from MJ. I put the money I would have spent on daily fantasy towards same-game parlays. Feels like you have a better shot to win, and it's just as fun. That's actually a pretty good point, right? Like, because I love playing fantasy football. I love playing daily fantasy football, but Nevada put the kibosh on daily fantasy football in the state of Nevada years ago, so we can't play it anymore. If we could play, like, same game parlays would be pretty much the same exact thing. It's kind of an offshoot of playing fantasy football. You can create exactly what you want, essentially, on a same game parlay. So it's a fun way to attack it. Let me give you this from Point Spread Weekly, all over the map here, rapid fire. Major League Baseball. League Championship Series trends going back many years. Road and neutral site favorites. Check that here. Are only 2-7 straight up and 0-9 on the run line since 2002. You have that, and where's my other baseball trend?
Boston favorite tonight.
Yeah, how about that?
Dodgers $1.70 in game 6.
Yes.
Scherzer against Ian Anderson.
And I had another one that...
How long will Scherzer go?
Oh, don't tell me I misplaced.
What'd you do? What happened? You like me with all the notes.
Anyway, there's a really good angle for Game 6 home teams. They've been awesome since 2012.
Closing out or just doesn't matter?
No, just winning this game.
Okay.
Since 2012, Game 6 home teams have been phenomenal.
Good. Yep. Good angle. Rapid fire, NFL. Who's going to screw up the teaser? How many people will lose in Survivor? That's another good question. I mean, you think everyone's going to survive in Survivor and move on? I'm agree with Mike Palm. No pick might lead the way here at Circa.
Well, wouldn't that be something if it's Armageddon this week, though?
We get one or two of them, right?
Yeah.
Well, who saw the Jets beating the Rams last year? Packers 5-0 straight up in ATS since the horrible performance against the Saints. Rodgers, what is it, 14-1 touchdown INT ratio going back. Washington 1-5 ATS. They've allowed 29 points or more 5 in a row. I can't see in the pack. It's a bad spot, but I don't see him. Rodgers even said that, too. Yeah, you know, we got Arizona on deck. Everyone's talking about it.
Well, sure, week, yeah.
But they should be able to do what they want offensively.
You know what? Michael Lombardi had this before the season started. And I did not agree with him. The Washington defense, and I thought, man, they have continued to draft at that position. I thought they brought in a lot of really good talent from the college level, and it just, man, boy, was he onto something there.
Okay. We'd both like the Falcons against the Dolphins.
Yep.
Dolphins should be 0-6. Ryan, 8-0, touchdown INT ratio last three games. Plus, they didn't take the bye after London. Hoodie is 23-6 straight up against rookie quarterbacks last 29. Picked off Wilson 4 times in the first meeting. Patriots have won 12 in a row against the Jets. And that'll continue. And plus, they got to get a win here at home as well. But again, all these issues in the first half with the Jets as well. And the Patriots, according to McDaniels, starting to figure it out on offense. Ravens have owned the Bengals going back last three meetings. Now, they beat them 5 in a row, head-to-head. Last three meetings, 49-13, and they swept them last year by a combined 65-6 score. 187 on the ground last week against the Chargers. Top 5 rushing attack. Cincinnati's played 5 unders in a row, and great job already. They've matched their win total from last year, but you see the Ravens, too. 8-1 ATS last 9 in the division.
Yeah, you like the under in that game.
Yeah.
I had the under in the Bengals-Lions game last week. That cash, I did not realize that they were 5-0 to the under last 5.
Okay. And all the under angles with Carolina and the Giants as well, too. Could Judge be careful here? I mean, could this be an NC? They get worse. I mean, that's embarrassing what's happened the last couple of weeks. If Carolina takes them out comfortably by 2 scores.
And we're talking 1-6.
Maybe it's, yeah.
By the way, how did they beat the Saints?
Good question.
That was actually a game where the offense was... right? I think Danny... Did he not go for 400 in that game?
Yeah.
He was great in that game, and Barkley was really good, too, against the Saints' defense.
Yep. Tommy has won 10 in a row against rookie quarterbacks. Bears have played 5 straight unders. Bears have played 15 unders in a row if you go game under with first quarter and first half under.
Bears got him last year.
They did, but that was also... They just had the threat of the pass. I mean, I cannot believe Chicago... Now, they lead the league in sacks. Can they put heat on Tommy? But they have more rushing yards per game than passing. In today's NFL, that should be impossible. Tampa, number 1 against the run. Brady leads the league in passing yards. I think Brown has a big game. And I agree with Adam Chernoff. It's a bad matchup for the Bears. And then the points in this Kansas City-Tennessee game. And all the injuries with Tennessee. And Kansas City giving up all. What is Henry going to do? What is he? Dustin said his prop was over. Like, what was it?
What, it was 125 yards over. Was minus 180.
Oh, God. Oh.
So find alt props if you can and just.
Yeah. The Brady numbers are ridiculous. 17-3 touchdown INT ratio. One of the interceptions was on a Hail Mary. Leads the league in passing yards. Completing almost 70% of his passes. They're averaging 32 points per game. They're top five in yards pass yards per game, rather. Number one in passing yards. Ridiculous. He's had guys out, too. I mean, how many touchdowns is he going to throw for?
Think about this, Paul. Rams, Buccaneers, Cardinals. I'm looking at it right now. A three-team money line parlay pays minus 359. That's how big of favorites we're talking about in week seven.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yep. Between that and then the bipocalypse, sure. If you tease this, we mentioned it earlier, $100 million heads-up challenge. Dan Bilzerian, the most interesting man on Instagram, in a podcast named Names, and said he beat this guy for $50 million. The guy texted him, said, I don't like that you did that. And number one, it wasn't that high. I want to play you heads-up. Let's see who has the bigger onions. How about $25 million apiece? He goes, I'll only play you for $50 million. He goes, okay, I'll wire the money into the Aria in 10 days if you want to play. So he's challenged me twice. We might play for $100 million. Sources have told Poker News Bilzerian has secured the funds for the match and is now waiting on his opponent to do the same. Alec Gores is a 68-year-old Israeli billionaire who made much of his fortune through leveraged buyouts of technology firms. A decade ago, he was caught up in the fallout from Molly's game when a head fund manager, Brad Ruderman, used to curse on the show many times, said he was the worst poker player he's ever seen, participated in the games with money he got from defrauding investors in a $25 million Ponzi scheme. He had some of those sued were Gores and Toby Maguire, who allegedly won $450,000 and $310,000 respectively. Toby fought the case. Gore has settled for 45 cents on the dollar while admitting no wrongdoing. This is wild, where he got upset for what he was doing. But this is just this in the book, and also what he said on the podcast, there's so many layers to it about why, first of all, it doesn't mean anything to them because they're worth $5, $10 billion. They want to be around fame and those girls. That's what Bilzerian and others bring to the table, the rap stars, the NBA players, whatever. They can't get that, even though they have all this money. Like, why aren't they looking at them? What's the problem? But the other thing is, these games do exist in the Hollywood Hills. Poker players are jealous. They say, I can't get in these games. Of course, you're one of the best in the world. You can't get in these games. But the billionaire will say, yeah, you're okay. I'll play with you, but I'm not playing with an Ivy or a Negrano or a helmet or something like that. But you're okay. And these games do exist where they're playing heads up, and Bilzerian has the wire transfer receipts in his book. He beats it. $7.7 million, $6 million, $12 million, $3 million. They played. He beat them for $6.6 million in one night. Gores was on a tilt. He goes, let's go high card. Come on, right now. And they go to high card, and they pulled it for $3.3 million they played. And Bilzerian drew a four.
Yeah.
They've half of it back. And Jack, I'm on a roll. Crazy. So I love stories like
that. And again, this is what Dan said. He told Alec that he'd play him for $25 million heads up at the Aria. Just wire your money over there. And then he said, well, I'm not going to play you unless it's for at least $50 million. So then Dan said, okay, probably going to try to get it televised. He's challenged me twice, so I think we might play for $100 million. I want details. I want to know the date. I want to know the time. I want to know if the public is allowed to go over there and watch.
Bilzerian was saying pay-per-view. He was thinking about
put it on pay-per-view.
His other thing, too, about he had a lot on the line, too. I mean, he's not a billionaire. He doesn't have that type of money.
He's got plenty, but...
I know, but it's like, when I played that game the first time, what if I lose? I come back and play him again? What if I do it? What if I keep losing?
Think about
all of a sudden I got to figure out a job and I just blow $10, $20 million.
Think about $3.3 million on a high card.
Yeah.
Huh? I didn't bet on anything.
He also had a great answer about when you're playing guys like that. You don't want to rub it in his face. You just want to play it off like it's no big deal.
Of course, of course.
You keep taking more money off. He celebrates like, I don't want to do this.
All right, this Sunday it's the Green Zone. Join Dave Ross, Wes Reynolds as they bring you up the second updates from our team of betting reporters across the country covering all the NFL action. It's the Green Zone Sunday from 1 until 8 p.m. Eastern Time right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can go to VSiN.com to learn more about what we do here and all the places you can watch us now. Kill it this weekend. Good luck with the bets. We'll see you.
The BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. See the BetRivers Sportsbook app for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Or in Colorado, call 1-800-522-4700. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House.
PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks. Find expert picks for every sport, every day. Loaded with best bets, props, and parlays. Helmed by a team of trend-watching, data-devouring sports fanatics. You can find in-depth game predictions giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction, all for free. Sign up to our sportsbook promotions, compare the odds, and place your bets with all the biggest sportsbooks. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better.
This is VSiN, the sports betting network. The VSiN experts live and breathe sports betting, and we've assembled the best team here in Vegas, the gambling capital of the world. Our unique approach helps you learn how to become a better handicapper. We go beyond picks and predictions to discuss the numbers and analysis that matter to sports bettors. The action never stops, and we are always on for you with TV, radio, and digital coverage. Invest in your sports betting success. Visit VSiN.com to learn more.